Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, is here now with Leaders' Questions in the Dáil today. And many and disparate domestic issues came up, even though all of that Brexit drama is underway. What do we read into that?
Yeah, I think you can read one thing very clearly, and that is that sense of collective around this one issue in the Dáil. That's evident again. There is always a tendency at big moments like this not to say anything that might jeopardise negotiations that are taking place elsewhere. And that caution very much in evidence in this morning's exchanges with the agenda on domestic issues, and plenty fire there, no sense of collective at all when it came to them.
Mm-hmm. Interesting too, though, that those domestic issues were discussed. It does give you a sense that maybe, perhaps, there might just be an election in the air.
Yeah, I think you can clearly see what the points of attack will be, and they focused in today on things like Garda numbers, also a lack of services, as the opposition put it, for children with disabilities, and the mental health service issue as well to the fore. Talk about waiting lists there, particularly for children. And when it came to the disabilities, again, it was waiting lists and the long wait for any intervention for children like that raised by Micheál Martin. The government do have stats to counter this. They talk about an increase of funding, particularly in recent years. The Taoiseach saying that 2 billion will be the budget for disabilities for the first time in 2020. Also talking about a 44% increase in mental health services in recent years. You can see, though, there is a sense of weariness conveyed by the opposition when they're speaking about people's experiences when it comes to using these services, and that was evident throughout today's exchanges.
Okay, Micheál, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much, Micheál Lehane there.